One other point that I think is very important we can make in this movement, on sorrow and anger, that political candidates who offer terms that are more favorable than what we have already negotiated can only jeopardize the hopes for success in the agreement. See, the reason I say that is that on POWs, he doesn't offer on Cambodia, on Laos, etc. But I think it's very important to get across the fact that continued offering of terms, discussion of terms that are less favorable than jeopardizing. Can you make that point? Okay, so